here with trainer Chad Brown. He has horses in all of the Saturday at Saratoga stakes races that we will cover later on this afternoon. Chad, thanks for some time on a busy day.
Thanks for having me.
We'll start right here at the Spa. The four-star Dave got a couple in there. Raging Bull and Uni, mare against the boys. Not a move you usually utilize.
No, it's rare for us to run a female against the boys. But I think she's up to it. It's an exciting race. You know, I'm really looking forward to it.
Distance, course, that was the decision to run her in here?
Yeah, and the timing of the race really fits for her. You know, she had a long break this winter. She came back really well, as you saw in her first race this year. And yeah, like you said, I like the mild distance, and I like this turf course at Saratoga for her.
Speaking of the turf courses at Saratoga, Raging Bull really thrived up here last year. A couple of exciting wins. Cutting back to the mile today for him. You think that's going to help his cause, looking for his first win of the year?
I hope so. You know, the mile and a quarter Arlington Million was the other option, and he just couldn't get there in the Manhattan against Bricks and Mortar and Robert Bruce. So I thought maybe try to avoid them this time, cut him back to a mile. It might be a tick short for him, but if a pace sets up in front of him, I could see him coming running and at the end and really running well in here.
Joel Rosario is going to ride Uni, Jose Ortiz on Raging Bull. Joel rode Raging Bull his entire career. Do you make that decision, or you leave this up to the jocks?
You know, I put it in the hands of the jocks and their agents, and I just tell them what I'm doing. And if they have certain rapport with certain horses, I want them to make the call where they feel most comfortable for a particular race. And the good news is we have really good jockeys on all our horses on Saturday.
And now we've taken the malice out of your hands so the fans can blame the agents and the riders when they are not happy.
Exactly. I always blame them, actually.
All right. That's Saratoga. Out at Arlington, you had a ton of success out there last year. Major player again in all three of the grade ones. You're going to try and defend a couple of titles, and we'll start there in the Beverly D, Sister Charlie. And what can you say about her at this point?
It's just remarkable. Super talented horse. She's very consistent, and looking forward to going back to Arlington with her.
Had the prep last time in the Diana. Last year she had run also in the Jenny Wiley. Do you feel she's ready for the mile and 3/16 off just the Diana this year?
Absolutely. Yeah, longer the better for her. And I like the extra week. You know, last year she won the Beverly D on 3 weeks rest. This year we have the 4 weeks. I think that's going to work into her favor.
In the Diana, you had four of the six runners, famously, 1, 2, 3. Thais went to the top. That the plan again in the Beverly D?
Yeah, she'll set the pace. And last year she was able to hold on for a piece in this race. So, I could see a similar scenario potentially happening.
Competition of ideas. First time really against the big girls, if you will. Do you think the distance is going to help her as well?
I do. I don't think she'll have any problem with the distance. You know, she won at a mile and a quarter last year against it's a three-year-old in the American Oaks. And she's back in 3 weeks, though. So it'll be a little bit of a challenge for her. But, she's training well. I think it's worth a shot for her.
I know you were up at Saratoga, but she was down at Monmouth on Haskell Day. By all accounts, how did she handle all of the, for the lack of a term, mayhem down there?
Yeah, she seems to come out of it well. You know, obviously it was very hot, and the schedule got a little screwed up there, racing late and all that. And she kind of got caught in a paceless race and really ran well despite that. So she bounced out of it in good order, or I wouldn't be going here.
The only grade one on the Arlington Million card you didn't win last year was the Secretariat. Analyze it, ran a bang-up second. This year they've cut it back to the mile distance from the mile and a quarter. You run two, Fog of War and Valid Point.
Yeah, they're both doing really well. It's, an opportunity here to go for a grade one with both horses. Interesting that they made the race a mile this year, so it's a different type of horse I'm bringing there, obviously. It's another race I'm really looking forward to. Both horses are doing fabulous.
Between the added distances of the Belmont Derby and the Saratoga Derby, you think this Secretariat cutback was a good decision for the mile?
I do. No sense in having a lot of the same races around. I think it's a real niche in the middle of summer for a three-year-old miler to get a grade one.
All right, so there's the Secretariat. And the two big boys, Robert Bruce, defending champ. It's not often the defending champ's not going to be the favorite, especially when the horse that's going to be the favorite comes from the very same barn. And, you know, we talk about Sister Charlie and how remarkable she is. The story of Bricks and Mortar may be one of the best in horse racing right now.
Yeah, I mean, he had such a long break, and, you know, through patience and a lot of teamwork, a lot of people playing a role, this horse came back, obviously, better than ever. And he's another remarkable talent we're lucky to have.
When you look ahead with a horse like him, and I know it's race at a time, obviously, but do you start to think about the end of the year with him, provided all goes well in the million, and what you do come Breeders' Cup time? Because I know a lot of people have questioned how effective he is at the mile, and obviously he's never been beyond a mile and a quarter. Do you start to formulate a plan? Do you have a plan already?
Not yet. I was going to see what happens in the million and go from there. Obviously, there's a difficult decision to make with no middle distance for him. But we'll just see what happens.
Robert Bruce won this last year. Very impressive effort. It looked almost effortless, if you will. Comes in off a good second-place finish. Two Bricks and Mortar in that Manhattan. What do you feel about his chances?
He's doing well. He seems to be rounding into form at the right time. His workouts since the Manhattan have been the best I've seen this year from him. We know he likes the course. He likes it firm, and it should be firm if the forecast stays the way it's supposed to be. And I think he's going to run the best race this year that he has run.
Got one on the pucker up, too. Cafe Americano, how's she doing coming into the grade three?
She's doing great. You know, the going into the Belmont Oaks, a little bit of a tall order for her, so we just backed off a little bit and pointed to this race. Obviously, her biggest challenge is the post. She drew outside here, which I wasn't happy with, but we'll just have to play the hand we're dealt, and hopefully Ibrag can tuck her in and work out a trip from there.
We've talked about all of the turf runners. Dunbar Road, Guarana, how are they doing? Big three-year-old filly races coming up later on this meet, and, of course, later on throughout the year.
They're doing great. You know, Dunbar Road's on target right now for the Alabama. She's training fabulous. Guarana bounced out of her win in the coaching club in good order. We're going to take a little more time with our pointer, the Cotillion, and keep running a mile and eighth for now. So, but, you know, knock on wood, everything's good with those two.
He's got a lot of favorites in a lot of races Saturday afternoon. Thank you, Chad Brown, for some time today. Best of luck, both at Saratoga and Arlington Park.
Thanks again for having me.